Hey there, this is Mecca, one half of the pair in charge of the Kulani podcast, keeping up with life and every Nigerian. How have you been? Yes, I missed you guys. It's been ages. On behalf of Tenny and myself, we apologize for being away for a long while, but we're back. Okay, let me get straight into it. On today's episode, I have a very special guest, Parker Mayer from the United States, joining to talk about self-leadership. We had an in-depth conversation about self-leadership and the role of motivation in self-leadership. Please do well to listen, leave a comment, send a review, share to your friends, family, and foes. Like I said, we apologize for being away for a while. So in the spirit of forgiveness, this is GK Forgive on the Kulani Podcast. So many times, so you still regret. To make enemies wasn't the goal, but you lost your friends long time ago. I'm just here to let you know that it's time to let it go. If true peace is what you want, and if long life is what you need, I'm just here to let you know that it's time to let it go. Please forgive all. Please forgive for. This is the Kulani Podcast. Thank you for always. Thank you for joining us in this journey. It's been an amazing ride. All right, let's get straight into it. Today, we are going to be talking about a very special topic. But before I introduce the topic, I have a very amazing person with me doing this podcast today, and it means a whole lot to me. Please, if you're listening to this, join me in welcoming Parker. Hello, Parker. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to do this.
My honor, my honor. Thank you so much. All right, so before we start, tell us a little about yourself.
100%. So my name's Parker. I'm 20 years old. I live here in the United States. I am in university right now at NC State, studying amazing. Business and marketing. A few months back, we actually got connected because I started a podcast myself on leadership. It's called Taking a Breath Podcast, all about leadership, mentoring, personal development. And so I'm excited to share this conversation today for Kulani because it's so important. It's such an important thing for young people to be thinking about. And so I'm excited to get in.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I was going to ask about your podcast, but you already told us about it. Amazing. But tell me one thing. What really pushed you to start this podcast? Apart from the fact that you wanted to enlighten youth about the role of leadership and so on, what was the main motivation behind starting your podcast?
Yeah, the biggest motivation for me behind the podcast was specifically personal growth. So sharing conversations with people that I can be learning from on a weekly basis. And then the podcast side of it is just a byproduct of it. So it's just the thing that came out of as a result of it. So I'm just having a conversation, asking questions and learning. And then the podcast just happens to be content that's coming out of these conversations. But really at the core of it, it was just I wanted to grow, especially during this COVID-19 time where we were all kind of stuck at home and that type of thing.
Amazing, amazing. And you know, when you were talking about why you started your podcast, you mentioned personal growth. And that brings me to today's topic. We're talking about self-leadership or self-government, whichever suits you. You know, self-leadership is one very amazing topic. We all talk about leadership here and there, leadership. Even though leadership is one of the most talked about topic, it is yet one of the most underutilized traits among humans. And so it's quite important that we learn to know more about leadership. But today we are deciding to focus more on self-leadership. Now, Parker, to you, what does self-leadership mean?
Yeah, so in general, self-leadership is the idea to me of taking action, taking personal responsibility for your own growth. And that's at the core of what it is, right? Of taking steps toward your own growth and really putting the work in to get yourself to the next level, because no one else is going to take those steps for you.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. You know, leadership does not start by having people follow you. It starts when you have a self-governed life. And so that's why we have to really emphasize on self-leadership today. Before we continue, I want us to focus on the life of a low cost. Now, the locust is one very amazing species. If you look at it, when people mention locust, you know, all people think about is, oh, locust, the destroyers, locust, the days, locust, the drought bringers, and so on. But then there's one amazing thing about locusts. You know, it's amazing that they flock together, they work together, yet they have no king. And that just, when I was reading about the locusts, I was super amazed, because how do a particular set of people get to work together and they have no leadership, they have no king, they have nobody governing them? And then it brought me to the topic of self-leadership. Now, one amazing thing about the locusts is they are self-governed. They are self-governed and they are self-motivated. And so I want us to talk about the role of motivation in self-government. How does motivation work in self-government?
Right. So I think part of it is a lot of it is a personality thing, right? Because some people, I feel like, struggle with that, getting themselves motivated. And I think for those types of people, the important thing is surrounding yourself with other people who are also going to be working to build you up and build, and you can build each other up. But at the core of it, it's about finding your why, or finding the reason that you want to get to the next level. So for self-leadership, self-government, it's like you want to make sure that you know why you're setting your goals, why you want to be a better, right? Because if you can start with that, and in your mind you know what the reasons for the things you're doing are, then everything comes back to that. You know, the what, the how, all of those things come back to it. And then surrounding yourself with other people who have the same goals and the same perspective, so that you guys can be building to the next level.
Amazing. So amazing. You know, at a particular point in my life, when I started this podcast, the Kulani podcast, Keeping Up with Life and Average Nigerian Youth, I had this particular problem about being motivated to continue, being consistent with the podcast. And then when you talked about surrounding yourself with people, that was what I had to do. And along the line, after abandoning the podcast for 2 years, I got a co-host and we became one. And ever since I got a co-host, because I was around people doing the same thing, I got to connect with you, I got to connect with lots of amazing people and got a co-host. I mean, I became consistent with my podcast and it's been amazing. The growth has been amazing. You see, one thing with getting people like minds around you, it motivates you even if you don't have the motivation. And that's been amazing for me. So now, since we're talking about people around us, you know, when you get people around you, you don't just get people around the same level with you. You also get people above you. And that brings me to submission. How does submission work in governing yourself or self-leadership? How does it work?
Really? Yeah, so I think there's a couple ideas. And part of the reason why I think it's so interesting to talk about the cultural difference between, you know, Nigeria versus the United States is that something that I think of a lot is the idea of kind of relational leadership. That's one side of it that I want to talk about real quick, and then mentoring. Okay. So with the kind of tradition, mentoring is like this idea of basically, right, you have someone who's going to be pouring ideas into you, you're learning from them. And so that's the first thing, is if you can surround yourself with people that you can learn from, not only that are on the same level as you and you can help each other grow, but also people that are further along in their life or they have different things that you can pull from. I think those types of people are really beneficial, and people that, you know, you might consider an idea of like submission versus in leadership. And then the other idea is the idea of relational leadership, where you can be that at the core of leadership is the idea of relationship. So actually being in relationship with someone so that you can have that perspective, see their goals, see their purpose, and really help them to achieve that. But I want to talk about that cultural difference. So when you talk about submission in terms of leadership, what are kind of the ideas surrounding that for you culturally?
Amazing thing is the community where I am now, Nigeria. So I'm super amazed with the amount of growth we have in our community, because we don't use the African mentality in working in organizations. And when it comes to leadership and submission, I believe the way we move now in Nigeria, we use the general aspect. You see lots of people emphasizing on the need for mentorship and also relationship that can help grow you in aspect of leadership, especially mentorship. Over the times in Nigeria, for the past few years that I've been privileged to be in Nigeria, because I can't see the privilege to be in Nigeria. Nigeria is an amazing country. Allow me to boast about my country a little. Okay, so for the few years, there's been an upbeat about talking about mentorship. People have been getting into relationships because one major emphasis they lay on why you should get a mentor in Nigeria is it helps you avoid some mistakes you could have made. So if you get someone above you, someone to mentor you, it saves you. Let me give you an example. In Nigeria, if you're looking for a job, you see a graduate that that just graduated from the higher institution, like yesterday, you want to apply for a job. And most jobs you get, you see, we need someone with 5 years experience. We need someone with 6 years experience. We need someone with seven. And then you're wondering, I just graduated from the university yesterday. How do I get 5 years experience? I know. But if you bring this into the organizational level, one of the reasons why we get mentors is so those years of experience, we can get them in the twinkle of an eye. And that's one thing we really emphasize on the need for mentorship in Nigeria. Yeah, and it's been super, super amazing. One major key, like I said, to leadership in Nigeria, just like you said, it's the same thing, relationship and mentorship. Mentorship is like the number one for us here in Nigeria. We emphasize on the need for mentorship. And so the average Nigerian youth, since we're talking about the average Nigerian youth has a mentor, the serious ones, of course. Most of us are serious. We are all serious, yes. That's how we are. But so the average Nigerian youth has a mentor, someone they look up to. I have people I look up to. I talk of the likes of the genius level, EDK. Those are people in my field that I really look up to. David Yopada. You could check out Dave Obada on Instagram, a super amazing person. And so these are people that I look up to because they are doing what I want to do and they've gotten there already. And so when I follow these people, there are certain things I do. And it helps me go past the years of experience I should have gone to naturally. I get to escape 5 years experience and I get it in less than a month or so. And these are things that we put into relationships so we can actually govern ourselves. They tell us these things, we work on them and we get to be better. Quickly, let me ask you this. Now, since we're talking about the role of submission and the rest of that, like, what is the characteristics of a person that is self-governed? What do you see in a person and you make the decision that, oh, yes, this person is self-governed. This one is, his life is well-governed. He's leading himself. Self-leadership is getting it right. Like, what are the things you look up?
The biggest one for me is an intentional a growth pattern, essentially. Like, if you are really taking a hold of the idea of self-leadership and self-governance, like, you're going to be seeking resources and seeking people in your life that are going to help you to build you to the next level. And I love the idea that you shared that everyone has a mentor. A lot of people, you know, serious people are going to have mentors there, because we're the same way. Of we really value, especially when you're at university, the idea of having a mentor, talking to the people who are in your career field. And I think it's so important. And so I am really glad to hear you say that. But yeah, learning, to me, if you can have an intentional pursuit of growth and learning, because there's so many resources out there, then that's how you're gonna really see success with the self-leadership. Because if you have the pride or you think you know everything from the start, then you're already putting yourself at a disadvantage because you're not seeking growth. And so I think that's really important. The mentorship, seeking relationships, seeking learning, and just the resources out there, whether it's podcasts, whether it's YouTube, whether it's online, whether it's in person, there's so many places you can go to get resources that are going to help you grow.
Amazing. Amazing. You know, when you were talking, I was going to talk about the need for adoption of values and principles in governing your life. Now, if you're going to live a self-governed life, if you're going to have a life where you lead yourself before you, the amazing thing is you cannot lead people if you're not leading yourself, right? And so I was going to talk about the need for values and principles. Why do we need to have values and principles in our life? Why do we have to have why do we need a particular standard to guide our lives?
Yeah, I think it is important. And a lot of what I see in my perspective with self-leadership and values is that people come from so many different backgrounds and different perspectives. So I think for me, it's always important, right? Like, because I come from a certain background, to have my values and perspectives, I know what is important to me for leadership. A lot of what influences my leadership is because I have strong values and strong morals. But it is hard because, right, there's so many different perspectives, even probably culturally from Nigeria versus culturally in the US. So that conversation is one that's very specified. So I would love to hear your perspective. But for me, I mean, I think values and morals are important, but it is hard to relate to everyone because there's so much diversity. And that's why I say learning rather than just morals or values, because people's values can be different, but if they're interested in digging deeper into them and learning more about them, then at the end of the day, they're gonna get to the same place. They're just gonna know more. They're gonna understand deeper what they believe and why they believe it.
Amazing. You know, why you need to have, what you said was totally right, but why you need to have values and principles guiding your life is you start to live your life intentionally, just like you said.
Sure. Yeah.
If I'm to summarize everything you say, it helps you live your life intentionally. No leader, I'll say this, there is no leader that is not living an intentional life. And so if you're going to be a leader, if you're going to govern people, you have to govern yourself. And if you're going to govern yourself, you have to be intentional about your life. And so that's the role of values and principle. It helps you govern your life. It helps you live your life based on principles and values for yourself.
I think you're exactly right. I think it is important. And the reason I say that, right, the intentionality behind it, I think there's two things. Purpose-driven, that's like at the core of the intentionality. If you know your goals and you're intentional about pursuing them, then the second part of it is just process. How do you get there? And so that's part of what I think you is really important about the morals, the values, because your perspective, your worldview is gonna help you to get from where you are to where you wanna be, as long as you're intentional about pursuing the things that are important to you, right? And so that's, I think, where you really hit on the intentionality side of it, is because if you can have the purpose, you can set the goals, and then from there you can use the process and the actual doing of the thing to get you to that step, then I think that's where you're going to see the most success when you're balancing those two things.
Parker, thank you for such an amazing session. It was so amazing. Thank you for doing this with us. Thank you. All right. So what will you tell any youth or anybody listening to this? What are your last words to them?
100%. If you are today, you don't know where to start, you know, you have a dream or you have a goal, but you don't know where to start, I would say start looking at resources, start trying to learn about the things that you want to do, and just take that first step today towards your goals. Because if you know if you have the purpose in mind and you have the why in mind, then it's just about taking action on the process.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I know lots of people need to hear people like you actually talk about these things. So what way can we listen to your podcast and how can we connect with you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to, you're welcome to follow me at Taking a Breath Podcast on Instagram. You can search Taking a Breath Podcast on any platform, on YouTube, on any podcasting platform. And we're there, and I'm sharing conversations about leadership, entrepreneurship, mentoring, personal growth with a lot of different guests. So would love for you to check it out.
Amazing. Thank you so much once again for doing this. I'm super honored. We should do more of this. Awesome. Thank you so, so much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
This is the Co-Learning Podcast. Keep listening. Keep sharing. Waiting this up, when I dey hustle you dey lick lollipop. Now you dey from Robocop, but now to the reality must come out. Ask them who no know me, Oluwa wanna. For money flows, one with me, Mr. Lover Lover. I'm a game in the backseat, me no hunger. One fellow clapping, what they dey wanna see? Alright, who no follow me round my race? If he lies, they dey jam dey crazy. See, me no dey look their face. Me the king.
they say, what are you thinking? O dupe lowo Jesus. Won fun mi je bi amalati ewedu. Enemies we fenu won pa mi but won ebu. Yo so mo kekere won gbe mi ni credu. My guy, we no send better you like me or not. If you don't like me, my brother no be by us.
Burna Boy Retro run my race on the Kulani podcast. I know this is new. This was one of the reasons why we're away for a while, but that's not an excuse though. We still apologize. That's why I play chickens forgive on our podcast. Yeah. All right, so Tenny could not record this particular episode with us for certain reasons. She'll get to explain herself when she comes on the next episode, but this particular episode was really amazing. Enjoyed myself. Amazing conversation. Parker, really great guy. Don't forget to connect with him. Taking the Bread podcast on all social media platforms. Podcast is also available on all podcasting platforms. Yeah, do not forget to share to your friends, families, and foes. Send a review, of course. You could connect with us on our social media platform on Instagram, the Kulani podcast, or leave a voice message on the Anchor platform. Or send a message to 0814-723-3061. Kindly indicate your name. Thank you so much. Love and like. This is the Kulani podcast.